everyone. Welcome back to another episode of For the Moms.
We're your hosts. I'm Jessie.
And I'm Ashley. And on today's episode, we had something planned, but we're really not feeling it. So We're just going to chit chat about our previous week and talk about how hard it can be to make mom friends.
It is so hard.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to give good answers.
Me either.
In this one, because I really don't know.
Me either, but we'll see.
And just chit-chat with you guys.
We should tell the story about Campa tonight.
Malachi did not have a good time.
No, he did not. So we went to Campa tonight to eat for Amber, our sister's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And Dad.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Michael. We went to Campa, and Malachi was okay. He was like a little reserved when we were walking in. I could tell he like stopped, and he wanted me to hold him. And then we got in there, and there was another family across from us, and they had started cooking, and there was the fire. And he, like, freaked out, but he was, like, okay. He kept, like, reaching for my hand, like, making sure I was right there. Mm-hmm. And then our cook came out, and when our cook came out, they immediately did the fire at the very beginning, and Malachi lost himself.
He did not sit at the table the rest of the time.
No. If I walked anywhere near the table, he yanked my hair, just not on purpose, just like grabbing for me, grabbing on my shirt and everything. Mm-hmm. He was terrified. So we will never be back to Campa.
His birthday party will not be at Campa.
No.
Well, Aniston did not appreciate it at our table. Like, mm-hmm. she liked it at y'all's and all the other tables around, but at ours, she like curled up.
She was reserved. Like, what is
this?
And
she said, hot.
She's so cute. Me and Ashley sat, like, there were three chairs in between us, so we were kind of like across from each other. Mm-hmm. And I kept hearing Aniston say to Ashley, no. No.
No.
It was so cute.
I'm glad you think it's cute.
it was so cute.
So, on Instagram the other day, we posted, what do you guys want to talk about? And we had some really, really good answers back to that question. And one of them was how hard it is to find mom friends. And honestly, I could not agree more.
Same.
I don't really have any mom friends outside of the friends that I've already had. I have three that I've been best friends with, and we've been like a group since ninth grade. And now two of them are moms. So like if I have mom things that I want to talk about, it's either to you or Amber or to them, mm-hmm. and no one else. Like, I haven't been able to branch out and find another group of mom friends.
Honestly, I could say the same. If I wasn't friends with the girls that I went to high school with, we've been friends since ninth grade, uh-huh. too. Five of us, mm-hmm. and we're just inseparable. Three of them are moms and two of them are not. Mm-hmm. But we all talk in a group 24/7.
Yeah, that's how we do.
Yeah, like even if it's about mom stuff or not. But I mean, if I didn't have them as friends, I would be, you know, I wouldn't
friendless.
Know. Yeah, like I wouldn't know how to branch out and make friends.
I went to high school with this friend, but we weren't like friends in high school. We were just acquaintances and we had friends of friends. And here over the last probably year and a half, 2 years, we've been hanging out a lot because our daughters are the same age. So that's probably like the only like mom friend who I see now on a pretty regular basis that I have. But one in 10 years of being a mom outside of like my normal group. Mm-hmm. And I was actually talking to Brandon about this the other day because I knew when we decided to homeschool Aiden that we would have to work on getting his friends over on the weekends and stuff like that. I knew that there would be a hurdle with his, like him seeing his friends on a regular basis, but like he's in sports and stuff like that. So he's around kids his age and friends weekly. But something that I wanted is for him to keep his friends that he had in school and like have them over to the house or him go over there. It's just so difficult planning stuff with other people. And I was just kind of venting to him about it because I've asked a few of his friends, parents, you know, I've reached out and, you know, it just never lines up. So it just kind of makes me feel bad, you know. And he's like, I really do feel like people get into their routine of just daily life. And if you don't fit into that routine, like some of his good friends play sports and some of them are like on the same team or something like that, or maybe they're in the same class. And I know part of the problem is that I've pulled him away from that. But he was just saying that, you know, if you're not in some of these people's normal, like, routine, if you're not on that baseball team, if you're not on that basketball team, if you're not in that classroom, it's hard for people to, like, step away from their normal everyday routine in life to, like, incorporate you. Which I get, but it's so frustrating, you know, because I'm the same way, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're not part of our daily, weekly, who we talk to, who we're around. I mean, for Aiden now, especially since I've pulled him out of, like, the public school, away from his friends there, I try to make it a point to schedule play dates and stuff like that. But they don't really make a point because they don't have to, you know?
Yeah,
and there's nothing, I'm not like talking bad about that, about them by any means, but I think that's part of the problem is that we're all just in this phase of raising children and just trying to pull it together every single day. So when someone asks you to step away from like your morning to go on a play date, you're like,
yeah, now I don't have time. Or you're just like, I don't want to. But you want to. You really do want to.
Yeah.
But, like, that routine is so crisp. 'Cause
I know I've been asked to go, like, on a mom date or, like, a friend date. And it always lines up when someone asks you to do something. It's, like, the one day you have to, like, clean your house or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or the one day you have to take a nap as a mom. And you're just like, damn, do I need to go socialize or should I really take this nap?
I know.
That I really need. Or do I need to go socialize or should I clean the bathrooms that I haven't deep cleaned in 3 weeks?
Yeah, like I had the motivation to do it today. Should I do it or should I not?
Or should I be social?
You know what I'm dealing with right now? With Camden in public school,
mm-hmm.
My issue is, I don't know if anybody else is having this issue, and I don't know if you had this issue when Aiden was in school.
Mm-hmm.
PTA, I have went to every meeting with the PTA board.
Look at you. Wow. I don't think I've been to any of them.
I have signed up for every event.
And they don't use you?
They do not call me. And I did this for kindergarten and first grade and now second grade. They had a meeting a couple weeks ago and I didn't go because I was like, I might cry walking out of there, you know, because ever since like when COVID hit, you know, you weren't allowed to go to the school, be a part of anything.
Right.
And then that was over with and they had some field trips and I chaperoned and it was great and I loved mm-hmm. it. And I had told his teachers, like they had sent home a letter, you know, if you want to help out extra, just let us know, send in your information, you know, and I'm like, please, please call me. Like I want to be a part of that mm-hmm. so bad.
Yeah.
You know?
I like being chaperones on field trips and stuff.
Yeah. Like I want to see Camden interact with his friends and I want to know who they are and I want to contact their moms and I want to do play dates and stuff like that. So I thought that maybe there would be a lot of other moms that would do the PTA stuff and I would make new friends there and that I could come up there and help. I mean, I just thought it was going to be great, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought it was me. I was like, maybe they just don't want my help, or maybe I just didn't make the list or something.
You just didn't make the team.
And then the last meeting that I went to, there was a mom that was so fed up. I mean, so fed up. And they were talking through the meeting, and they were going over these things, and they were basically saying that, like, they're short-handed on these, and it just takes a lot of time, and it's a lot of work. And one of the moms was like, I sign up for every single event, and I have not gotten one phone call.
Did you say, me too?
I was like, yeah. Yeah.
You were her cheerleader in the back.
Oh, my gosh. Just imagine, just on her shoulder, like, keep going. Tell them everything, because I feel the same way.
Throw out a cuss word.
Yeah. And so she was like, I mean, is there some sort of, like, email list or something I can do? Because it feels like we're all here and we all sign up, but none of us get called.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was something like they have an email list, and they go down this list that they have. So whoever's at the top of the list, they call.
There is no way that there are that many moms on the PTA email list that
and I haven't made the top.
You haven't gotten an email or a phone call.
No, I've been here since kindergarten. You know, like, why am I not at the top of this list? So it's just very frustrating, because there's no way for me to really help out if they don't call me. You know, like, I can't just show up. And then you can't get contact information. Like, how am I supposed to connect with these moms?
Yeah, because half the time you don't know their name to look them up or anything like that.
Right. And just, like, introduce myself and say, like, hey, Camden is friends with so-and-so, and they really like hanging out. Maybe we can go to the park one day, or, I mean, hang out outside of school for, you know, like, anything. Mm-hmm. And there's no way for me to do that. There's absolutely no way for me to do that.
Because they won't call you. That dang PTA.
Yes. So the only way for me to interact with parents and meet new moms is for sports and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really hard. It's really hard when you put your child in a new sport.
Mm-hmm.
And you come into a group of moms that are already established.
Well, that's another thing when it comes to certain sports.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clicky. And if so-and-so hasn't been playing baseball with so-and-so since they were in diapers, mm-hmm. too bad.
Yeah, like, you're not in the group. You're not in the clique.
Yeah. I think it's just really uncomfortable for people just to branch out and say, hey, our kids like to play with each other. You want to meet up for coffee? And then, like, you go, and what if you don't hit it off with that mom? But listen, we don't have to be friends, but my kid really likes playing with your kid, so can we just go to the park for an hour or yeah. something? Or can I take them to the park for an hour? Like,
yeah, like, we can find something to talk about for an hour.
Yeah. Something.
We can talk about the grass. I mean, anything, you know? But it is. It's really hard to make friends, because when you're at the park, everybody's just to themselves. And then you also can't trust anyone. You know?
Like, yeah,
you,
that's true.
Like, you just, it's so hard. I see your struggle when you do homeschooling.
We tried to be a part of a homeschool group.
And that didn't work.
That was a mess.
But I also see it with like, public school, too,
mm-hmm.
because there's just no way around it. I mean, maybe I just don't know the way around it, but if somebody does, then I'd love to hear your advice, but it's really difficult.
It's difficult because it can be kind of isolating, too, you know? Because for me, when it comes to Aiden, so, like, I was really young when I had Aiden. So the mom friends, my best friends who are moms, they have younger kids, like 5 and under. And so if we get together, like, Aniston would have a great time, but Aiden doesn't want to play with a 3 and 4 year old, you know? So, like, that's just where I'm struggling when it comes to Aiden. Like, there's people that I can hang out with that have toddlers. You know, I struggle finding mom friends with, like, older kids, I think, because of my age and when I had him. Do you feel that way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Like, I have friends, my best friends who I want to be around and who I love being around, have kids that my youngest can play with. I don't have friends that my oldest enjoys hanging out with, you know? So that makes it tough.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can change what you taste by what you hear?
How can you use sound to make a deeper connection with your clients? Can we be healed with sound? Sound influences people in their buying decisions and their daily lives. In the podcast Audio Branding, I explore all of this, both with my own observations as a voice actor of over 15 years and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of advertising, marketing, music, and science. To have a listen for yourself, visit audiobrandingpodcast.com.
Yeah, I agree with you. It is hard. The person that messaged us and said how to make mom friends, I'm with you, sister, because I don't, you know, I have mom friends and they're great. They're friends that I cherish and that I would never let go of. But outside of having those girls that I've been friends with for years, if I didn't have them, I honestly, it would be difficult for me to branch out and to find new friends, new mom friends. I wouldn't exactly know how to go about that.
I don't know how to do it either.
When we got that message, like, it would be really easy for us to get on here and like, it just give you some bogus advice. I think it's important for you to hear that we're just like you. And sometimes, like, we're asking the same question.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, so just being totally open. But it's a 50-50 thing. Just asking people to hang out because I don't ever want to get out of my routine. Like, if it's something that's inconvenient for me or I'm like, as long as you can plan it outside of my routine, I'll be there.
We can like hang out for like 30 minutes from like 3:30 to 4. And then I've got stuff.
I got to split. You know,
I got to go make dinner.
Yeah. So, like, I know I have to be more lenient, too. But then when you have toddlers, you know, you got nap time. And you have, like...
It's just so much to work around. I think that's why it's so hard, is that it is so much to work around. Because you got naps, you got sports, you got school, you got other extracurriculars. And then at the end of the day, you just want to sit down and not think about planning another thing.
Or working around someone else's schedule after you've been working around your own.
Oh, I know. It's like, I'm free May 16th of 2047.
Yeah, and that's it.
At 2 p.m.
For 15 minutes. Yeah.
If we can't work it out then, I'll see you on Facebook. Uh-huh. I've definitely had a hard time with it.
I have no advice as far as trying to branch out and find new mom friends. I mean, do you know the lengths that I've went through? Like, the valleys that I have traveled to get to try to figure out, like, these kids that Camden hangs out with, who their moms are, so that I could reach out to them. I follow our school's Facebook page, and I have waited since the beginning of the school year to see a picture of Camden's class on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, like, they'll take pictures of classmates in, like, the classes with the teacher. And so I've waited to see a picture of Camden's class so that I could look at the likes, and then I could see I could see their profiles and see where the kids are so that I could message the moms and say, like, hey, I'm Camden's mom. Like, nice to meet you.
I've done that before.
Yeah, and, like, not one class photo has been taken this school year.
This school and this PTA is really going extra lengths to ensure you do not find out who these parents are.
Yeah, like, you get no friends this year, you know? I've tried to go great lengths to find some friends, you know, like where I could fit it into my routine, where we go on play dates on certain days and, like, he sees his friends outside of school. Because it's already hard enough trying to find things to do on the weekend.
Oh, I know. Especially during these winter months.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been awful.
Yeah. So, like, having, like, a play date like that, or having another mom friend, or, you know, whatever. I literally can't. So.
It's just frustrating because you want to. But then it's like, what else do I need to do? For me, I've reached out to people and it just still never lines up how I want it to. And it's not even, is it mom friends that we're looking for? Yes, but really, I just want my child to be occupied for a little while.
Same.
And have a good conversation.
I just want my child to say, like, hey, can you contact so-and-so's mom? I want to hang out with them this weekend.
You know, I was thinking about that because, do you know, like, when we were younger and we were just, like, all the neighborhood kids would, like, get together and we would ride bikes down the road, or we would just, like, all go to each other's houses. Can I just throw this in there?
Yeah.
Fun fact, before me and Jesse were sisters, we were neighbors.
We were. We were. My parents
lived beside my parents.
Lived beside Ashley's parents.
We were young. I think when I lived in that neighborhood, I was 5, 6 years old. So you were a toddler.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a baby.
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's wild.
But when I was a kid, like,
you were a toddler in diapers. I was riding my bike, and look at us now. We have a podcast together.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. The stars just aligned.
I know. But, like, back then when I was younger, like in middle school, you know.
I was always at a friend's house.
My mom was very established with my friend's parents.
Yeah.
Active with them.
They weren't, you know. Maybe they're just like, yeah, go down the road. Maybe we're just too uptight.
My parents never let me roam the neighborhood.
Really?
Never.
Mm-mm. I roam the neighborhood all the time.
And maybe that's why I'm like that with Camden, but like I never could just go off somewhere and like.
Well, I could within like reason, like this one street where like all.
Your cul-de-sac.
Yeah, where my friends lived and their parents were all around. I could do that. Now, we weren't just going off into the woods.
Oh, gosh,
and
no.
Doing, like, we weren't doing anything crazy like that. But we were outside, we were doing things. And I just don't feel like you see that as much anymore. Or maybe it's just my neighborhood. Maybe I need to move.
I don't know, but me too. I mean, because it's the same for me. I mean, I don't know how to branch out. I'm unsure.
No, I'm the same way.
Maybe that's meant to be our goal for this year.
Because I don't see myself going up to someone at the park and saying, hey, how's life?
Yeah. Do you want a friend?
Do you want to chat?
I mean, how do you say it without sounding like a freak, you know?
Yeah, I know. Or like a needy. Or like nowadays, people think you just want to steal their children.
Yeah, like you walk up like, these kids are crazy.
You walk up and you just start talking to them and staring at them, and then you just get punched in the jugular.
Yeah. Or you get like all the moms at the picnic table, like one goes over and is like, have you seen this chick? Like, this gal, she's like trying to share nuts with me, like her cashews, you know,
her pistachios. She will not leave me alone.
And I'm over here and I've got a journal and I'm like, okay, don't offer cashews to anyone. That's not a good tactic to use. Like, that's not a good conversation starter. You know?
Yeah, you just walk up to someone you want a nut. The cops called on you because you're the crazy lady at the park trying to make friends.
Yeah, and at that point, there's a Facebook post going around about you. It's like,
someone took your picture with your bag of nuts.
Or like my tag number, the back of my car. If you see this woman at the park, run.
I can't breathe.
And I'm really just trying to make a friend.
Maybe it's not us. Maybe it's just other people, too.
Maybe everyone feels the same way.
Every time I go to the park now, I'm going to be sure to have a bag of nuts. I'm going to have some trail mix. I have nuts and M&Ms.
Yeah, maybe that's one of our goals this year, is to branch out and meet new people, new mom friends.
And hopefully we don't get punched and a Facebook post written about us. Mm-hmm.
I know that the next time you go to the park, you're going to bring cashews or some kind of like fruit nuts or something. And you're going to be like, you know, I'm going to try it.
I just can't get over your journal. tactic 101, pistachios did not work. Let's go to brownies.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Alrighty, friends. Well, we don't know how to make friends. Hopefully you do. And if you do, you can come over to our Instagram and let us know. Give us tips and tricks, because we sure as heck didn't give you any.
Yep.
Sorry.
We just came to tell you that we're in the same boat.
And if you want to be friends, we're up for it, and we can hang out, and you just let us know.
Yep.
We'll make arrangements. So come on over to our Instagram. That's at For The Moms Pod. That is at For The Moms Pod.
So that's it. We're out. We love you guys. We'll see you next Wednesday. And always remember, we are
For The Moms.